my initial reaction was that anything that can help diagnose and the treatment of cancer would be a good idea. But the reality is, I'm not sure how it would work. The other thing is that it hasn't been done in any other country in the world. So I'd be asking, where is the research that would actually prove that this would actually help patients? At the minute, we have a health system that's practically on its knees. We have, from the information, there's 54,000 adults and almost 4,000 children waiting on waiting lists to see dermatologists who have actual skin conditions, you know, skin cancer, bad acne, or other skin conditions. So how would this work? And if we're talking about doing this annually, does that mean that we're going to have mobile units going round? You know, I'm not sure. I know it was described as barking mad by a leading dermatologist, and my initial thought was I would like to see more of investment into our present health system. The dermatologists that we have are on their knees. We need to recruit people. We need to address the situation that we have within our health system at the minute.
It's understood that around 1,100 people in Ireland are diagnosed with skin cancer every year. And while the sentiment behind this is good, it's disappointing really that no proper research has been done into this, and it's clear that this couldn't be implemented properly anywhere across the country.
Yeah, well, Donal, that was the thing, you know, where, yes, it's scary that there's over 1,000 people in Ireland diagnosed with skin cancer every year, you know. That is really scary and that needs to be addressed. But the reality is, if there's no research to show how this has worked, if it isn't happening in any other country in the world, then where are we taking the information from? How are we going to work this? Is it going to be mobile units that come to each county? How will it happen? Or is this going to be a situation where patients are going to be called back annually to the GP or to the dermatologists who already have extensive waiting lists? There needs to be clear direction on what the proposal is going to be and the research. We need to focus on education and helping diagnose melanomas, how it's going to work. Initially, I would be on the side of the leading dermatologist as well, that it's a great idea, but we need to look at the practicalities. Education is crucial.